It is almost showtime for the summer musical Hello Dolly, the 30th and not the last production of the Public Education Foundation of Evansville. My guests are the executive director of the PEF, Amy Walker, and vocal director, Terry Becker. So welcome.
Thank you
for having us.
This is going to be fun. Now, Amy, you've been producing these shows since 1993, and Hello Dolly will be your last and I guess the best show ever, right?
Absolutely. It's going to be Hello Dolly and Goodbye Amy.
But the show, like we said, the show will go on.
Yes, it will. I believe when the Public Education Foundation started the summer musical in 1989, we didn't fathom that 30 years later we would still be doing an annual production. But every year we're already looking forward to our 31st show.
Now, Terry Becker, you're the vocal director for
That's
the
right.
summer musicals. All 30 of them, I understand.
That's right.
And you're still on board for, I guess, number 31 and on?
We'll see how the fingers are working. I don't know. Yeah.
Now, Hello Dolly, I guess you called it, I don't know if it's a reboot or revival of an earlier PEF production from the early days. So is there a big contrast between these two shows?
In a way, the original, we were still finding our feet. It was the second show we did, and we were inventing it as we went along. Very large cast. We were in the old Vandenberg Auditorium, but some dynamite kids. So there's some things that happen every time. So,
the whole story of Hello Dolly, you know, before the internet and the dating services, there were matchmakers, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
Of course, Dolly Levi is the matchmaker. So this show's still relevant.
Absolutely.
And very popular on Broadway right now. If you can get a ticket, it's still out there and people love it.
And we've had some great entertainers on Broadway
as
Dolly Levi.
Yeah.
And Bernadette Peters was recently in the show.
Yes. Bette Midler started the revival like a year and a half ago. She did it all of last year. And then Bernadette took over in January. And maybe last week was Bernadette Peters last week, or is it this week? And then Bette is going to take over, I have heard, through September when the show will close on Broadway again. But, of course, it was written for Carol Channing as Dolly. And then many of us remember Barbara Streisand from the movie Hello Dolly.
The 1969 blockbuster movie with Walter Matthau.
That's the one. Yes.
Carol Channing, that you mentioned her. I met Carol Channing. She came to Evansville. She was performing at the Executive Inn. And they brought her by the television station. They said that Carol Channing was an amateur meteorologist. So we fell for this. We thought, so we had the weather map set up for Carol Channing. This is when I worked at Channel 14. So she came by with her agent or publicist or whoever was, this guy was with her. And she came out on the set and stood before the map. And she, of course, she had some kind of boa on and everything. It was very glamorous, very effusive.
Yes.
And she pointed to the map and she said, "The stars will be out over Evansville tonight at the Executive Inn." And so it was really a plug for her show. But,
of course.
You know, we got some.
But
some
she
good
did it side by side with Marcia Yockey, didn't she?
She only did the 6 o'clock.
She didn't
come out with Marcia at 10 because she'd be at the show later on in the evening. But that would have been a nice combination there, Marcia and Carol Channing. That would be a show
Memorable.
In itself.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Definitely. Now, okay, we got the actors, the singers, the dancers. They all get a lot of attention, of course. But let's don't forget the orchestra.
Absolutely. We have 23 high school students in the orchestra, along with 4 college students who have come back and are playing side by side with the high school, and then 2 adult orchestra members also. And then, of course, Terry is always our piano player, and he is always in the pit. So we have a very full pit this year.
Yeah, it's a full orchestra this time. A lot of newer musicals, you know, have smaller pared down orchestras, a lot of electronics, and this is old-fashioned full tilt. So
that's got to be, you got to coordinate all this together.
But it's a great sound when you put it all together.
Oh, I bet. And it's such a great experience for these young musicians. Mm-hmm. Get kind of a taste of what professional life would be like.
Absolutely. And we have a wonderful orchestra director, Kimberly Wren, who is the instrumental music director at Tompkins Middle School. And this is her...
Second year.
Third. She was... Well, we'll just look that up while we're talking. It's her second or third show.
Yeah.
She's been with us, and she does an excellent job. She has a great rapport with the kids. And that is one thing that is a benefit of the summer musical is students get the opportunity to work with teachers that they wouldn't otherwise. If you didn't go to Tompkins, you wouldn't have the opportunity to work with Miss Wren. And being in the summer musical, they do get that opportunity. And, you know, the summer musical has been a partnership program all these years with the Evansville Vanderburgh School Corporation. So we have access to a lot of their in-kind resources, like the very talented directors and teachers that assist in a lot of different ways with the show.
Now, Terry, what's your background in education?
In education, mm-hmm. I was at Tompkins, as a matter of fact, when I first came back to Evansville and did the music, and we invented a theater program there. And then I was at North for 22 years, and then I was at a Signature School the last 10 years. So, and it's always been music and theater all the way through. So, choirs and such. And she's right. One of the nice things about this is when you do a show in your own school, you're kind of everything. You have to, you know, everything but clean the bathrooms. But when you do this, you can specialize and you get a chance to work with the students more one-on-one.
Now, how did the Public Education Foundation start this summer musical?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question.
Yes, this is a good one.
Oh, good. Yeah. Thank you.
This was before my time on the board, but Calvin Dentino was a board member, and he had this idea of doing a show in the summertime when there aren't other musical type shows being offered. The Broadway series generally ends in early May, and then there's nothing in the summer. John Winry, who was also a board member, was very excited about that also, and the two of them worked together with Carol Kaler, who at the time was executive director of curriculum and academics for the EVSC, and they pulled together a group of teachers, and Terry was one, with Jack Schreiber, and was Andy on that committee?
Eva Kataw,
and they kind of brainstormed and put together the summer musical. The Public Education Foundation has always provided the funding. So we take care of all the contracts and pay all the bills, basically. And the EVSC provides the teachers. They help us with the hiring process. That all goes through the EVSC. We then reimburse them for the salary costs. But they're hired through the EVSC. We use right now we're using the Southern Indiana Current Technical Center for our rehearsal space where we're building sets. The orchestra is rehearsing, the cast is rehearsing. We use EVSC tools in the building trades room. Plus, we have some of our own tools that PEF purchases and then we store for the summer musical. But we have access to a lot of EVSC in-kind resources. As a matter of fact, on Wednesday morning, July 27th, we move downtown to the Events Plaza, and the school corporation moves all that stuff that they've built at the Southern Indiana Current Technical Center. It will be moved mm-hmm. by them. And
that's a logistic
exactly.
experience right there.
Yes, they provide all those trucks.
Yes, yes. Does a great deal.
We provide the student labor.
Okay,
the students help with all that, packing up, loading up. All that.
We're talking to Amy Walker. She's the executive director of the Public Education Foundation of Evansville, and Terry Becker, the vocal director for the musical Hello Dolly. So let's get a plug now for the times and the dates and the location for the big show.
That's an Amy question. I'll confuse it.
The show opens Thursday, July 12th. It runs the July 12th through the 15th at Old National Events Plaza. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, the 12th, 13th, and 14th, the show time is 7 p.m., and we have a 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday, July 15th. Tickets are on sale at the box office, which is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. through showtime on days of the show. You can walk right up to the box office the evening of the show or the afternoon of the show and purchase a ticket then. But if you'd like to reserve your tickets ahead of time, because it is reserved seating, you can stop by the box office. There's 15-minute free parking right out front. Run in, pick out your own seats, and get your tickets. Or you can call the box office at 812-435-5770, extension 211, and they'll be happy to take your order over the telephone.
Well said. She got it all in there in about 30 seconds.
This is the part that's really important. We can provide the experience for the kids. We can provide the expertise, but we've got to have some people come look at it. And everyone who comes tends to come back, I think. I have people that come in from out of town every year just to see the show.
Well, let's talk about the show. And I'm sure most people know kind of the gist of Hello, mm-hmm. Dolly, what the show's about. But again, maybe some people don't. Okay, it's Dolly Levi. She's a matchmaker, right? Mm-hmm. Now, she meets up with an unmarried half-millionaire, Horace Vandergelder. Now, they go to New York City looking for love. Is that kind of the basics of this?
Looking for an adventure, I think, okay. Our director, Robert, would say. Characters in his store are ending up being matched up with the people that Horace thought he was going to be matched up with. His daughter is being matched up with an artist from New York, and she all along knows that she's going to end up with Horace Vandergelder. There's no doubt about it. And then the fun ensues.
There's always a couple twists and turns.
Very much,
things.
Yes. And okay. High energy, big production numbers. The story is simple, and it's based on a play called
Thornton
The Matchmaker.
Wilder.
Yes.
The Matchmaker. Mm-hmm.
And there is an old movie of that I saw one time, and it's delightful, but it makes a better musical. It just does.
Yes.
Here's a line from Dolly Levi I thought was interesting. Money, pardon the expression, is like manure. It's not worth a thing unless you spread it around, encouraging young things to grow. So a lot of good lines in the musical.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful philanthropic line.
Yes,
it really is. For all nonprofits in the area.
Hey, it stands the test of time, too.
Yes. And
you got great costumes as well in Hello, Dolly.
Yes, beautiful headdresses and lots of color. And it's a period piece, so you get that kind of...
And the period is like the turn of the century, is it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Gilded Age,
yes.
I believe. So who's in charge of the costumes?
Amelia Motti, who is from D'Alto Studio. She was in... Amelia was not in a show. It was her sister, Laura,
yes.
I think, that was in musicals. But Amelia, in high school, was very familiar with the shows. And she is our costume coordinator. We're actually renting the costumes from a company out of Syracuse, New York.
Mm-hmm. Now, Horace has some great lines, too. 80% of the people in the world are fools, and the rest of us are in danger of contamination.
Yes.
So describe Horace for us.
Okay. Horace is not bitter. He's just a curmudgeon. He's been in this hardware business for a long time. And I've told the boy that's playing, I think all of us know a Horace. Somewhere along the line, we've met someone who just tells it like it is, and they don't see any reason to change the way things have been for a long time. And, of course, Dolly's decision is she's going to change Horace in a big way.
Okay, let's talk about the leads in Hello, Dolly.
Yes.
Who plays the role of Dolly?
Her name is Melanie, or she goes by Lainey Wydevac. She will be a senior at Wrights High School next year. She played the role of Muzzy in last year's Thoroughly Modern Millie, which was the summer musical. And that was the Carol Channing character in the movie. And now she's playing the role of Dolly, which is another Carol Channing role. And I just find that very interesting.
It is.
Yes, Lainey, this is her second musical. And she's our Dolly, and she's wonderful.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it's a huge, it's a huge
mammoth
thing for a
role.
High school student to take on.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And who plays the role of Horace?
Christian Racine. Christian is at North, isn't he?
Yes.
And he's new to the program this year and walked in, and he had that gruff, low bass voice, and so we tapped him right away. He's come a long way. I think he's going to be great.
And who are some of the other primary cast members?
Well, there's Irene Malloy, and that is Emily Chamness, who 2 years ago, when we did The Little Mermaid, Emily was Ariel. She was our Ariel. So she's Irene Malloy, and she, in the show, ends up being paired up with Cornelius, who is Cole Patterson, who will be a senior at Central High School. And then Jeremiah Angel is Barnaby, and his little love interest is Caitlin Miller. I'm sorry, Jeremiah is from Harrison. And Caitlin then is from North also. And she is Minnie?
Yeah, Minnie Faye.
Minnie Faye. Minnie Faye. Yes.
And if you were listening there to what we what she was referring to, one of the nice things about this program is that it brings students from all the different schools together. And when I was teaching, I used to joke that sometimes there were more kids from other schools in my audience than from my own, because they become friends and they go to watch their friends work at their home schools. It's a great mixer for art students.
Well, coming up, we're going to go back in time to revisit some of the previous summer musicals. We're going to hear about more of the talented performers in the past shows who, I guess, what they're doing right now, and how the PEF is opening up opportunities for even more students to get involved. We're talking to Amy Walker, Executive Director of the PEF, and Terry Becker, the Vocal Director for the summer musicals. Two Main Street is presented by Evansville Regional Airport. Welcome back to Two Main Street. I'm David James, and the summer musical Hello Dolly is opening soon. My guests are Amy Walker, Executive Director of the Public Education Foundation of Evansville, and Vocal Director Terry Becker. Okay, let's take us back to that very first production, The Music Man, in 1989. Terry, you were there.
I was there. Andy Lindauer and I were directing out at North, and when this came up, we decided it was about as American a show as you could get, and we had the people for it. Ricky Newman did the choreography, and she was a standby here in Evansville for a long time for that. And she was bringing some dance to some of the kids that didn't get to in their home schools. Had a huge cast, just a set that must have weighed 30 tons because we were inventing it as we went along, so a great time.
And you had a lot of musicians, of course.
Lots of musicians. And
they were on the stage, weren't they? Right. Wasn't there a gazebo?
Yes, there was a gazebo in the back.
Orchestra.
And that was a sound issue, because back then we didn't have the microphones that we have now. And if you put the orchestra in front of the cast, nobody would hear them. So our fix was to put them back up behind the kids.
So it worked.
Yes, it did.
Very good. Very good. Okay, are there any maybe theater traditions that the students learn what to do, what not to do, or say? Any advice you give them?
We don't do the, don't whistle in the dressing room.
Yeah, or all of those.
Yeah, the superstitions we don't really push too much. But
but they do learn the theater lingo, upstage, downstage. You know, stage right, stage left, those sorts of things. The theater at Old National Events Plaza is a union house, so they learn how to work with union stagehands and, what scheduling, those sorts of things, and how you have to stay on a timetable.
These are things that a professional would
exactly.
have to know.
They try to run it as professionally as they can. The director is very conscious of working with the different entities around the building, and he's very, very conscious.
Well, it's very time sensitive too. You try to stay on a schedule.
Absolutely.
Now, is there an intermission in the show?
Of course.
Yes. Yeah.
It's an old enough show that it has to have one. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, how long does the show run?
The first act is a little over an hour, maybe an hour and 10 minutes, and then the second act is a little less than an hour. So, with the show starting at 7 and including the intermission, you'll be out of there no later than 10:45. You'll be on your way. I'm sorry, 9:45, quarter of 10, you'll be on your way out the door.
Now, tell us about the process of selecting a summer musical. I mean, there's probably going to be a lot of debate on that. Do you get in a room and draw lots and things, come up with ideas?
Well, Amy's problem is that it's her job as producer to sell whatever we choose. Our job is to look at the students that we have, the resources that we've had the last year, figure out how many of them have graduated, and then try to assess what would work with the students that you have. So it's kind of a balancing act back and forth where you're trying to figure out the best show for the kids that you can also sell.
Right, and we have a little other criterion that it has to be able to accommodate a large cast.
Yes.
So a large ensemble to involve a lot of kids. It has to have a full orchestra. There are shows we've looked at, but they only use a small combo and a lot of synthesizers and stuff. No, we need a full orchestra because we want that experience for all those kids. And then it has to be family friendly, age appropriate for high school students, not only to be performing, but then for entire families to come and watch. Sure. And then, of course, anything that goes on that big stage down at Old National Events Plaza is going to need a big crew of kids to move it all around and to get it built and up there and all that and all the props, et cetera. So we are always looking for big shows. And we also try to find, when we can, ensemble shows where this happens to be a little bit of a star feature show vehicle, because it's Hello Dolly, it's about Dolly. Mm-hmm. But some shows are more about a group of people. And that all, you know, has appeal to us. The other thing we have to look at, though, is can we get the rights? Things that are new aren't available yet.
Well, tell me about that, the costs of involved in securing those rights and the sheet music.
Yes, you have to, you rent those from a licensing house out of New York City. And it depends on the size of your venue, the number of tickets you think you're going to sell, and the price of the tickets. And it can range anywhere from $1,700 a performance up to $2,500 a performance.
I thought it would be more than that. That's...
Well, it's based on the size mm-hmm. of your house and the cost of the tickets.
Right, and how many tickets you anticipate. So they get a cut of your proceeds. But, of course, if you're doing four or five shows, time you multiply that, it ends up being eight, nine.
Yeah, close.
I think the most expensive one we've done was like 12 or 12.5.
And of course, you're a nonprofit too. You do get a lower rate, I'm sure.
Well, no.
No, you really don't.
No.
Oh, I'm surprised.
It's the fact that it's an amateur show and that our ticket prices are lower. You know, if this was an equity mm-hmm. show, we'd have to charge more because we would be paying the actors.
I see.
And we'd charge more for tickets. Then you pay more for the royalty. Yeah. They want a bigger cut also.
Now, when did the actual rehearsals start for Hello Dolly?
We actually started, what, April?
Late April, the cast started working on the vocals.
And we're doing it a little differently this year. We tried to do some vocal rehearsals coming in so that we could hit the ground running when the Robert Hunt, our director, came in with the regular
full rehearsals.
Yes.
Now, those rehearsals, can you kind of take me through a rehearsal? What you do when you first get there and how long it lasts?
It's not as unusual as you would imagine. We go from 5 until 10 every night. We've done a 4-day week this year, but we've pushed them a little harder in the interim, and they needed to know their music coming in. If it's a blocking rehearsal, you're taking a group of people who are in a specific scene and just breaking it down. The last week or so, we've been running large chunks of the show. And so you'll do that, and then you'll sit down with notes and go through it. So it depends on the night. We do a small dinner break in the middle. Just because, just like a union house would.
Right.
Now you talk about the dinner break. I understand you get donated food.
Well, that's once we're downtown at the Events Plaza. Mm-hmm. While we're out at the Career and Technical Center, it's actually North High School's band boosters have a small concession stand that they set up in a classroom, and they fix food and sell it, you know, reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Grilled cheese, burgers, dogs, they bring in pizzas once in a while, or loaded mashed potatoes, those mm-hmm. kind of things. And the kids can bring in their own meal if they want. They're, you know, a sack lunch. Basically.
We can't perform on an empty stomach.
Oh, absolutely.
We're all about the food.
And they're there they're there for 4 hours. And so they do expend a lot of energy. And the full rehearsals, the vocal rehearsals just involved the cast in late April and through early May. Mm-hmm. But then the orchestra and crew, then with the cast, we started our 4-hour evening rehearsals on June 4th, the first Monday in June. Those first 4 weeks were Monday through Thursday, but now we're rehearsing Monday through Friday and the weekend before the show opens. So the weekend of the 7th and 8th of July, we'll rehearse on Saturday and Sunday also.
When did you start the dress rehearsals, or have you started the dress?
The dress rehearsals will happen on...
starting Monday evening before opening night.
All right. Yeah. So what about the chemistry of the people on stage? Is there something you have to do to get that going, or does it just happen?
You know, I think it just happens. There, one of the nice things about a show is it's not from the or top down. The director's the boss, but it has to be a collaborative effort. And if you work with someone for very long, you develop kind of a teamwork sort of feel. And it's a very social summer. And this comes back to this. We've got kids from Harrison and from Wrights who, you know, are working with each other and having a great time. So, yes, we love it.
It's getting great friendships going.
Oh,
I like
all
to
over
say
the city.
That summer musical provided students an opportunity for networking before any of us knew what networking was.
Right. Now, you've had some very talented youngsters on stage for these musicals, and I'm sure some probably have gone on to play at even larger venues and bigger audiences.
We've had a lot of them who have gone on into theater, and it always surprises me to say, oh, wow, I know somebody who actually made this work. We were talking earlier about a list of students, and we're going to leave some out. But one of the first Broadway shows I saw starred one of our students, or didn't star, I'm sorry, had one of our students in the chorus dancing away in White Christmas in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Florida a couple of years ago and saw one of our students, Cheryl Sanders, in Cirque du Soleil down there, doing basically the lead character. We were just talking that Aaron Guzzo is in California. He's opening his own show called Tesla this week in Los Angeles.
And that's exciting.
He wrote and did the music for. So you never know when these mm-hmm. kids are coming through, which one's going to take it and make a career out of it.
Well, it's such a great launching pad for these students.
It is, especially the fact that we try to bring it to as close of a professional production as we can. So they're used to the ways of the theater before. It's always interesting to talk to college kids who will major in theater, and then they talk to other kids in their class who have not had any of the experiences that they've had, and they always seem so appreciative of it and grateful that for the things that they know going in that others didn't.
Oh, yeah. They start college, and they've had all this experience already.
Yes.
And no stage fright. They're ready to go.
Well, and they have a video of their work for mm-hmm. their portfolio.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, coming up, we're going to find out how the PEF, the Public Education Foundation, is trying to attract even more students to the Summer Musical experience by holding audition workshops. And also how the community does come together every year to support the big show with financial, promotional, and yes, donations of food.
Yes.
And you, like you said, you can't perform on an empty stomach. This is 2 Main Street, presented by Evansville Regional Airport. This is 2 Main Street. I'm David James, and we're enjoying some quality backstage banter with two theater folks engrossed in the PEF production of Hello, Dolly. Co-producer Amy Walker and vocal director Terry Becker are my guests. Now, these summer productions provide an opportunity for students to not only shine on stage, but also learn about showbiz. The PEF is also reaching out to more students through audition workshops. Tell me about these audition workshops, Amy.
Well, our director, Robert Hunt, was a Broadway star himself. He starred in Les Miserables for 3 years. That's the claim to fame that I remember the most. Mm-hmm. He was Javert on Broadway. And he has a real love for high school and students, high school students, in teaching. And so he has worked with the EVSC, and the EVSC has actually hired him in a position called Director in Residence. And he will come to town two or three times throughout the school year and hold workshops for any student. And that's one thing about the summer musical. It does include kids not only from all the public schools, but from the private and parochial schools from surrounding counties. And we have homeschool students in our program also. And these workshops are open to all of them. So maybe you're not going to audition for the summer musical, but it teaches you how to mm-hmm. audition really for any show.
And this is from graduating eighth graders through graduating seniors who are eligible. And honestly, the hardest thing about a show is auditioning for any person, because you're putting yourself out there and saying, am I good enough? And that's a tough position for anyone to do, let alone high school student.
Yes. And, you know, a couple of years ago, we rolled it back. They can actually be seventh graders now.
Yes.
And qualify for auditioning, because we wanted to get kids comfortable with and used to the audition process, as well as learning the time commitment, et cetera, for Summer Musical, because these kids and their families, it's really a family project.
Sure.
When the student has to be at rehearsal Monday through Thursday, and then the 2 weeks before the show, it's basically, you know, every day, every evening, and until late in the evening. And the younger ones' parents have to provide that transportation, et cetera. So it's a huge commitment. Family vacations have to be put off until a little later in July. Mm-hmm. So the earlier we can get this on students' radar, that they have this option, this opportunity. So it is now current seventh graders through graduated seniors.
Now, Terry Becker, as a vocal director, what really is your job as vocal director?
Mm-hmm. Well, to teach the notes first, of course. And then as you listen to them, especially characters who have a personality or a specific character trait in the show, you're trying to help make the voice head that direction. A lot of times a student will come in and they've had the voice lessons and they know how to produce the tone and sound lovely singing their art songs, but they need to be a Horace Vandergelder, who is not a great singer, he's a character.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of my job is to shape that so that that becomes part of the storyline as well.
Now, Amy, you're in charge of, I guess, the business end of this.
Yes.
What does all that involve?
Well, the contracts with the costume company, with the licensing, we take care of the publicity, the tickets, we get sponsors and donations, and proceeds from the Summer Musical go to fund other projects and programs that the foundation provides during the school year, like grants for teachers, funding for some after-school programs. There are some scholarships that we administer and award. And so we have an array of different things that the Summer Musical helps support. So we try to raise more money than it costs. And that's what the foundation's in charge of doing.
So the Summer Musical, is it the signature event, I guess, of the PEF?
Yes.
Probably two, if you can.
We have two signature projects that have been around a long time. One of is the house building project, where the high school students and their from the classes at the Southern Indiana Current Technical Center build a home each year that then we sell on multi-list. And then the Summer Musical was the second large project mm-hmm. that we did. So since we've been building a house since 1987, the Summer Musical since 1989. And like you've mentioned, this is our 30th mm-hmm. show this year.
Well, tell us about the new house.
Well, it is in Ellington Ridge subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
And it is listed, F.C. Tucker is the realtor, but it's on multi-list. So anyone interested in seeing it can go to their realtor, or they can call F.C. Tucker. And it's a three-bedroom, two-bath, about 1,790 square feet. It's an adorable house. I love it. I got to pick out the front door color. So it's got a red front door and hardwood floors, laminate floors, carpeting in the bedrooms in the back hallway, but laminate floors in the great room and kitchen. It has all appliances, including a refrigerator.
And the students did most of the work on this?
Yes, yes. There are some things that we contract.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the plumbing, because there's not a plumbing class, but there is an electricity class. There's a building trades class, heating and air, the landscaping, the finishing work. They put the roof on, you know, the mm-hmm. walls, all that.
All right. Well, now back to the Summer Musical,
yes.
Hello, Dolly. Now, when you're auditioning for these roles, what do you look for in selecting talent, Terry?
Oh, that's, I don't know if you can wrap that into a small question.
I mean, did you have several candidates for
yes.
the role of Dolly?
Yes, and really the hardest thing is after we finish the callbacks, we go sit down and sort through them and try to say, okay, this is a good Dolly, but if not this person, where do we put this person because they're doing a good job? You're just looking for talent that you can mold. And it's amazing how many kids come through the door and you look at them and go, we really want to use this person. but they can't all be Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
And
true.
That's yes. what comes back to her point. We love ensemble shows because Music Man was a great example. It has tons of roles. If you're not Harold Hill, there are a whole bunch of places that you can also fall. So this is one of the things we look for when we look at musicals. But how you pick one, I'm not sure there's a science to it.
Well, you know, it's just like you just know it.
You do.
You
yes.
just feel it. Okay, this person is right for that role.
Well, and I will say, I talked to Robert just the other night, and I said, it's nice to see these kids coming together and go, okay, I think we got this one right. Because, mm-hmm. you know, over the years, sometimes you go, okay, this is going to be a stretch. We're going to have to work with this.
Uh-huh.
And this show's not. It's good.
And I think that intuition comes from the artistic side of the directors. I don't have that artistic side. I have the business side.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm always amazed every year at how the kids do come together. And the ensemble part of Dolly are the characters behind Dolly and Horace. And that's Barnabas, Cornelius. No, Barnaby.
Barnaby,
I was
Cornelius,
right. Cornelius.
Yeah. Cornelius,
Mrs. Malloy, and Minnie Fay. And they do a number called We Got Elegance. It is darling. It is adorable. And they work so well together. I told Robert and Terry they hit it out of the park this year in casting those kids because they work great together.
And because we had fairly strong auditions, the ensemble behind them is
amazing.
They are working like crazy troopers. And
yes.
it's a young cast.
Yes.
But when you have that many talented people who are willing to stay with the show, you come up with a really nice ensemble.
Well, it must be a thrill for you guys when you go to the first rehearsal, and now you get to this point where you're ready to raise the curtain and to see what has been created here. Do you
yes.
always get that thrill every year?
Oh, it never
Absolutely.
Goes away.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it never goes away.
Absolutely.
And it's fun to watch the students because, of course, for
build confidence.
Them, it's their first time around and the magic that goes with it. You walk into 1P over there, or the Old
the
National
Plaza.
And you walk out on that stage and look up at that big hall. Mm-hmm. For most of them, that's a pretty awe-inspiring
yes.
Tradition.
Yes. yes. And for all the hours that you put in, long days, you're exhausted, and you that curtain goes up opening night and all the energy, and you put on four or five shows. When we do a children's show, we have five performances. This year, though, with a more adult themed, it'll be four shows. And by the end of Sunday evening, then you've got to take it all down, put it away. That happens Sunday night and Monday morning. And as soon as the last thing is put away and you walk across that empty stage for the last time, you say, this was great. What are we doing next year? You can't wait to turn around and do it again.
And when you consider the number of pieces that have to fall into place for this
yes.
to actually happen, it's amazing because everyone has a tiny little piece.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would think the excitement, that overture of the orchestra.
Yes.
You know, getting ready, and then the curtain going up. I mean, that's got to be a thrill for everybody involved.
It
from
is.
The stagehands,
yes.
to the makeup people, to all the people involved in that.
Yes, and they take it very seriously.
Oh, I bet
yes.
they do. So some of the past productions, tell mm-hmm. me about some of, like, I see you see a folder yeah. there for Mary Poppins over
Mary
there.
Mary Poppins. We've had a great time going back through these.
And Annie.
We were one of the first groups around to do Annie. And we did Peter Pan. We flew those kids all over the stage.
We did it twice. And both times we brought in flying. Flying
crazy for you. West Side Story we did twice.
Mm-hmm.
We did George M. one time. So, you know, big tap show. We did 42nd Street, which
yes.
was a huge dance show.
Beauty and the Beast. We were
Beauty
the first
the
ones
Beast.
To do it in the area. I mean, I was stalking the licensing house to see when that license became available. And in 2005, as soon as it was available, boom, we wrote and got the rights to do it. And then we did it again in 2013. That's a great show, Beauty and the Beast.
What about the costume for the Beast? Where did you get that?
It was.
Well, we had a local costume company the first time we did it in 2005, Center Stage Costumes. And that was Donna Kennard and Judy Kissel.
And they were, built yes, those costumes.
All of
all
them.
Of them yes.
yes, the wardrobe and the candlestick and all of them. And about killed them. They worked and worked and worked. And it was a gorgeous show. It was beautiful. The second time we rented the costumes.
Now, Peter Pan?
Peter Pan.
The flying sequences? Who directed those?
When you do Peter Pan, the tradition is to bring in the Foys.
Flying by Foy.
Flying by Foy. And they set up the rigging. And
so
they,
it's a company that does this.
Yes.
And they do it all over the United States. And then they also fly other, like, Las Vegas shows.
So you don't have to worry about somebody getting hurt or injured.
Well, you always worry, but yes, it's extremely safe. Those people are really amazing to work with. But then your set is determined by the flying sequence because they have to land on certain places on the ship and they have to have windows to come in and out of on the bedroom. It's a fascinating process to see.
Mary Poppins flew too, didn't she?
Mary Poppins flew
did.
Also. And did we bring in?
That was it was a different company. I think it was ZFX. But yes, we had professional company bring it in and they set it up and they train our union guys how to run it. And then they also show you how to pack it up to send it back when you're done. Because, of course, you got to take it down.
Of course, there's a new Mary Poppins movie coming out.
Yes.
That's what I heard.
A reboot of that. So these shows are timeless.
They are. And they're... They're full tilt professional shows. They're not, we always laugh about the ones that say, Mary goes to the farm and then the fun ensues. They're not that kind of show. They're ones with big names on Broadway.
And these are shows that you can see over and over again.
Yes.
And because you love the numbers.
Yes.
You love the interaction of the characters.
Yes.
And you love the music.
Yes. And you'll recognize a lot of songs in Hello, Dolly. And even if you don't know them coming in, you'll know them when you leave because they're catchy tunes.
They're Jerry Herman tunes, and they're very singable. So, yeah.
So what about number 31?
No, we can't tell you that.
That's right.
But is it in the works?
Yeah, it will be, I think, because...
Rolling through our heads.
What happens is when we get down to the center and we're working, we'll sit on the side and ideas just start popping back and forth and... saying, oh, you know, so-and-so might be good if we got this show. And it takes a while. And then Amy, even though she's on her way out, has to say, I don't think I can sell that show. So,
Well, that's part of it, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You got to get people in the seats.
It's a realistic.
The kids deserve to have those people in the seats. They work so hard. And we just want big crowds out there to see them and the wonderful job that they do, not only on stage, but behind the scenes as well and down in that orchestra pit.
And I will say about this one, we know that Little Mermaid is a family show and we bring people. Hello, Dolly is a real family show. It's it's wonderful. The little kids will like it. The adults will like it. It's a good choice.
Now, looking back, you, Terry, you've been involved in all 30 shows. What has been the most challenging summer musical for you as a vocal director?
West Side Story, maybe, musically, is a tough show to work.
Why is that?
The music is, it's real music. There's nothing vaudeville-ish about it. It's and the vocalists have to really, really work to get it right. It's a heavy dance show, and it's not just shuffle off to Buffalo. It's very, very intense dancing. So I think that's a tough one. We did Crazy for You a few years ago, which is an unbelievable tap show. And it just keeps coming at you. I think there's like a 13-minute tap number at the end of the first act. And our students don't necessarily come to us as accomplished dancers. You know, this is something they're learning the first time around many times. So that was always one that I enjoyed working with. But each one has its own. There'll be at least one number that makes you crazy.
Well, that makes it exciting.
Yes. Absolutely.
You gotta have the challenge.
Hello, Dolly has something called the Waiter's Gallop. And here again, it's what, about 8 minutes of just intense dancing and running around the stage and crazy. And it takes it out of you.
Have you ever had any wardrobe malfunctions?
Over the years, we've had just about everything happen.
Yes.
I think there was one year where someone was supposed to be on stage and they were standing out there waiting and there was a wardrobe problem backstage. And I don't remember the show, but I do remember the kids standing up there kind of making it up as they went along. But we try to avoid that. We try to make this as professional and smooth as we can. Right.
But, I mean, that's just part of showbiz.
Absolutely. It happens.
Especially in a short run.
Yeah. Right.
And it's going to happen to professionals as
Absolutely, yes. Velcro lets loose or, that mic falls or...
You keep on going.
Yeah, yes, you do.
You don't stop.
That's right.
The things we're teaching them. And that, you don't have to be a theater major for that to become practical. All of us face that every day.
Right.
Sure. So we have some theater-loving listeners out there, and I'm sure... If they want to get involved in the summer musical, how can just a person listening right now get involved to support musicals like Hello, Dolly?
Well, first, support as an audience. As I said, a lot of times my students when I was at North or Signature got support from the other kids who had come through the program. And it's unbelievably important for people to come in and just be there, enjoy the evening, and let them know. And then, Amy, there are opportunities along the way.
Mm-hmm. We have volunteer opportunities, during the run of the show where we can use folks.
Sometimes backstage.
Right. Or helping with costumes, those kinds of things. You mentioned the food. We have a committee of parents and other volunteers who solicit food donations for the 2 weeks that we're at the Events Plaza and having like 6-hour rehearsals. So we do have a true dinner break. And so if a listener would want to contact the Public Education Foundation office, and we'll get your name and contact information and let you know when we gear up for next year what opportunities there would be, we'd be happy to help them become involved.
And there are things like props.
Yes.
That we're scouring the community for, and they need help with every once in a while or working with the tickets or all of that. Once we know someone's interested, then we can tap that resource.
Right.
And like you said, it's not just an Evansville event.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Right.
And we pull in students from around the area.
From surrounding counties and surrounding states.
Yeah, as far away as like Princeton, I think we've had people drive in from.
Mount Carmel, Illinois.
Mount Vernon. Henderson,
Henderson, Kentucky,
where we've worked it in because it's a bigger than just us kind of project, and it was designed that way from the very beginning.
Well, it's become a premier event. I think it's one of those, hey, what are they going to do next events, and people look forward to this, and so hey, pressure's on, guys, right?
No pressure, we've got this.
That's right.
Okay, let's plug again. The times for the show and the location.
All right.
Amy?
July 12th through the 15th at Old National Events Plaza at the Aiken Theater in Old National Events Plaza. Show times are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. That's July 12th, 13th, and 14th. Then Sunday, July 15th, we have a 2 o'clock matinee. You can purchase tickets at the box office from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. There's parking right out front while you run up to the box office to get your tickets in advance if you'd like. You can buy them the day of the show. You can also call the box office at 812-435-5770, extension 211, if you'd like to reserve your tickets in advance.
Terry, tell our listeners why they should see Hello, Dolly.
Well, it's Amy's last show for the first reason. Hello, Dolly is a piece of Americana. It's one of the most fun shows I've ever worked with. It was the second show we did. I did it again, I think, when Civic Theater did it. You'd never get tired of it. It's a great show. Come see it.
My guests have been Amy Walker, the Executive Director of the Public Education Foundation of Evansville. As we said, this is her last show. It promises to be one of the best of the 30 so far. But it's not the end of the summer musicals. We want to stress that. And helping bring the magic to the stage, his vocal director, Terry Becker, who has been there for all 30 shows and hopefully many more. And we leave you with this lyric from the finale of Hello, Dolly. Get out your feathers, your patent leathers, your beads and buckles and bows. For there's no Blue Monday in your Sunday clothes. So dress up, not down, and enjoy the world of Hello, Dolly. I'm David James. This is 2 Main Street, presented by Evansville Regional Airport. On the next 2 Main Street, we go camping with the Boy Scouts. The iconic organization continues to offer outdoor adventures, promoting self-reliance and leadership, and now the iconic group for boys and young men is reaching out to recruit teenage girls. Will there be a uniform change? We'll find out. We'll also learn about the Buffalo Trace, the namesake of the local Boy Scout Council, the history of scouting, dating back to the turn of the century in England, and what are the favorite campfire delicacies. In future shows, we'll explore the treasures and mysteries of Evansville's historic Willard Library, and of course, sightings of the Gray Lady Ghost. And we'll meet Tess Amron, a Brazilian actress who was a foreign exchange student at Evansville North High School. She's a talented film and stage performer who's also the voice of several Disney characters in her native Brazil. To Main Street on 88.3 WNIN-FM airs Thursday at noon and Saturday at 11. And our interviews are also online at WNIN.org. To Main Street is presented by Evansville Regional Airport.